Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 6 degrees below zero in Richland Center at 12 noon.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Sound inside the National Cathedral in Washington ahead of the National Prayer Service. President Trump is in attendance. It's his first full day in office. He capped his inauguration day by fulfilling a campaign promise and pardoned all people convicted in connection with the January 6th riot. He delighted those inside of a D.C. detention center who spoke with supporters by phone.
Thank you, President Trump. We're coming home.
Yeah!
President's first cabinet member has been confirmed. Secretary of State Marco Rubio sworn in this morning. Areas of the Texas Gulf Coast have already seen their most snowfall in more than a century. Over 7 inches have fallen in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's part of a wider swath of winter weather that's left millions in dangerous cold. It's dangerous fire conditions continuing in Southern California. Another day of strong winds. But Mayor Karen Bass says hundreds of people have been allowed back to their homes damaged and destroyed by the fires 2 weeks ago. This is ABC News. There's a murder investigation in Vermont after a Border Patrol agent was gunned down. ABC's Jim Ryan has details.
It happened Monday afternoon near Coventry, Vermont, about 20 miles from the U.S.-Canadian border. The audio from Broadcastify, Customs and Border Protection, says one of its agents and a second person were shot to death, that a third person was injured and is in custody. And the FBI is helping with the investigation. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
At least 66 people are dead after a fire broke out at a hotel at a Turkish ski resort. Dozens more are hurt. Two Americans held captive in Afghanistan are being freed in a prisoner swap. In exchange, a member of the Taliban, who is jailed in California on terror and drug charges, is being released. Today, Major League Baseball's class of 2025 for the Hall of Fame will be announced. Ichiro will be the first Japanese inductee. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 6 below in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for sunny but very cold today, a high of 1 below, with west winds becoming southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance of light snow showers after midnight. Just a dusting is expected with a low rising to the high single digits. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with patchy light snow or flurries, just minor amounts. Otherwise, much warmer with a high of 23. A cold weather advisory is in effect from noon today through midnight for Sauk and Iowa counties.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you feel.
With a low of 19 below this morning and a high so far of 6 below, we do have some weather-related announcements. The Grace office is closed today. Those needing to talk to someone can call 608-604-8255. The Muscadet Library is closed. Dance Elite classes in Prairie du Chien and Richland Center are canceled. J&J Recycling is closed. And bingo at Basketball Bowl and Banquet that was supposed to be held at 5 is canceled. It's 6 below in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Muscadet man lost his life in a vehicle crash yesterday. Early Monday morning at approximately 3:24, the Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call stating there was a vehicle that appeared to be involved in a rollover crash on Dieter Hollow Drive just off Goplin Hill Road. Upon deputies' arrival, Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscadet, was located trapped inside the vehicle with the vehicle on its side. Deputies were able to extract Crook to attempt life-saving measures. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The sheriff's office was assisted by Richland Fire and EMS. The crash is still under investigation by the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Jacob Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died yesterday as a result of the crash. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Wisconsin remains locked in dangerous cold. Bitterly cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills will continue across Wisconsin the next couple of days. The National Weather Service on Monday issued an extreme cold warning for today between midnight and 9 a.m., except for counties in southeastern Wisconsin. Classes are canceled in school districts around the state due to the extreme cold. Dress appropriately and exercise caution if you need to be outdoors, as frostbite and hypothermia are real risk in conditions like this. Do not throw hot water on your frozen windows to de-ice them, no matter what the trendy internet hacks say. This is from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. They took to Facebook to remind people hot water, glass, and ice don't mix. Instead, use your defrosters and wait for the car to warm up. Then use a scraper to remove the ice and snow. And make sure to clear all windows, windshields, and mirrors for full visibility. A year-long facility renovation project will begin this month at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Issues critical to meet 21st century standards of care will be addressed by this $7.8 million renovation. Initially, the TRHC Board of Directors and Executive Management Team had planned for a replacement facility. However, that plan was delayed 8 to 10 years due to the increase in construction and material cost and not being able to design a building that would meet patient and staff needs while staying within budget. Over the past year, planning sessions have been held to discuss and determine what improvements, repairs, and modifications to the existing facility need to occur. The must-do scope is identified as select window replacement, limited exterior skin restoration, select roof replacement, parking lot replacement, a new emergency generator, light interior remodeling, med gas improvements, HVAC repairs and improvements, plumbing work, fire alarm upgrades, electrical corrections, code compliance items, select finishes, upgrades, security access control improvements, and water and pest infiltration corrections. TRHC has retained the following project partners: BWBR as architect design firm, Market & Johnson Incorporated as construction manager, and Medcraft Healthcare Real Estate as project manager. The project is expected to continue through January of 2026 with little to no interruption to patient services. Can Democrats win back the American working class? One Wisconsin professor thinks so. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has more.
If the Democratic Party wants Americans without college degrees to vote with them, then it needs to offer them something transformative for the nation's economy. So says UWGB professor and chair of Democracy and Justice Studies, John Shelton.
We need working Americans to see what it is that they deserve, and that a party's actually fighting for those things and fighting with them. This isn't a sales job, right? I mean, this is building something together, and we have to do this over a sustained amount of time.
Shelton was a guest on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Republican lawmakers in battleground state Wisconsin want to change state law to allow candidates to remove their names from the ballot. This would address an issue that arose after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wanted to get off the presidential ballot last year but couldn't. Kennedy last year wanted to get removed from Wisconsin and six other swing states after dropping his independent bid in late August and endorsing Republican Donald Trump in the tight contest. Wisconsin law did not allow Kennedy to get off the ballot, but a bill circulated today would allow candidates to ask to be removed. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford was in western Wisconsin yesterday to meet with potential voters. Crawford made visits to Richland Center and Viroqua. Earlier in the day, she was in southeastern Wisconsin. Crawford said her campaign was focused on protecting people's rights and upholding the Constitution. She'll face conservative-backed Brad Schimmel in the April 1st statewide election for the officially nonpartisan office. It's expected to be the most expensive judicial race in history. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan will be fighting for equal protections for LGBTQ Wisconsinites. Speaking Monday, the Madison Democrat says he's heard concerns from residents going into President Trump's second term. Pocan says the issue strikes close to home for him as a gay man, and that Democrats will be fighting to protect Americans against bills that target gender equality. He also wants to oust sitting postmaster General Louis DeJoy, a Trump appointee, from his first term. Pocan says DeJoy has caused chaos at USPS and needs to go. South Central Wisconsin Village is considering removing fluoride from its drinking water. The DeForest Village's Public Services Committee voted 5-2 in favor of removing the mineral last month. Some members of the village board argue keeping fluoride in the drinking water isn't safe and say the village can save money by not having to replace aging equipment needed to add fluoride to water. Fluoride has been in drinking water across the country for more than 75 years and is shown to reduce tooth decay, and its use is backed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. The Department of Natural Resources is asking you to consider a donation when filling out your tax forms. Natural Heritage Conservation Bureau Director Drew Feldkirchner says it's a great way to help the rare plants, animals, and natural places in Wisconsin. Feldkircher says each dollar donated is matched by the DNR and used to apply for grants that require match funding. To make a donation, look for endangered resources in the donation section of your Wisconsin income tax form. As Wisconsin struggles with a growing up unhoused population and lack of available housing stock, rent prices are expected to continue rising as well. According to data from the real estate company Zillow, rent prices in Wisconsin are expected to increase at the 12th highest rate of any state this year. Experts say the dramatic increase in the price of a home is pushing more residents towards rental options, and supply chain issues during the COVID-19 pandemic slowed the pace at which the state was building new housing options to keep prices down. A state lawmaker in Iowa wants to buy part of one of its bordering states. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska.
An Iowa politician is proposing to purchase Minnesota's 9 southern counties. The proposed deal would need support from both of Iowa's legislative chambers and its governor before going to Minnesota for consideration. If both states agreed, Congress would have to approve the new border. Iowa State Senator Mike Bussolo said that the proposal is for counties that were originally part of the Iowa Territory. 180,000 people live in the 9 Minnesota counties, and it would not change electoral votes if approved.
Well, while we're extremely cold, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking anglers to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species while fishing this winter. Even in harsh winter conditions, anglers can transport aquatic invasive species and fish diseases from one lake or river to another by emptying water from bait buckets and fish containers. When adding lake or river water to these containers, diseases or critters may be along for the ride. That's why you should drain all lake and river water from bait buckets on site before leaving. Putting used bait back into your container could also increase the risk of spreading aquatic invasive species. Wisconsin fishing regulations state that up to 2 gallons of water may be used for transporting minnows. As long as no lake or river water has been added to the container, minnows may be used on a different water body. If lake or river water was added, the minnows cannot be used at other fishing locations and should be disposed of before going to a new site. Never dispose of unwanted bait in a lake or river, and dispose of any worms in a closed container in the trash. Minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. No other fish can be held in the minnow container, and dead bait must be preserved in ways that do not require freezing or refrigeration. Before leaving your fishing spots, remove any mud or plant material clinging to gear, including sleds used to haul supplies. Some invasive aquatic plants flourish under the ice. Invasive critters hide in the mud, and zebra mussels often hitch rides on plants. Before and after you drop your line, remember to inspect all fishing equipment for attached aquatic plants, animals, or mud. Remove all attached plants or animals. Drain all water from buckets and containers. Never move live fish away from a water body. And dispose of unwanted bait in the trash. Other rules regarding bait can be found in the current guide to Wisconsin Hook and Line Fishing Regulations. To learn more about invasive species and their impacts on Wisconsin's waters and economy, visit the DNR's Invasive Species webpage. It's 5 below in Richland Center at 12:19. Tributes continue for Bob Uecker. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
WRCO News Time is 12:22. Tributes to longtime Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster Bob Uecker continue. Today is officially Bob Uecker Day in Janesville. The city said in a release that Janesville residents had their days made more enjoyable by listening to Bob Uecker call a baseball game. In addition, a downtown Janesville bridge will glow with blue and yellow lights matching the Brewers' colors. Another salute to Uecker has Marcus Theaters around Wisconsin screening the 1989 film Major League, in which Uecker plays announcer Harry Doyle. Admission for the January 24th through 30th showings will be $5.40, observing Uecker's 54 seasons as the Brewers announcer. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. Uecker died last week at the age of 90. Governor Tony Evers will deliver his 2025 State of the State address Wednesday at 7. The governor also announced he will deliver his 2025-27 biennial budget message on Tuesday, February 18th at 7. Governor Evers is expected to lay out the state's policy priorities for the next year, as well as plans and investments to address pressing issues facing Wisconsinites and their families, including lowering out-of-pocket costs for working Wisconsinites and families, supporting children in public schools, bolstering efforts to keep our children, schools, streets, and communities safe, expanding access to mental and behavioral health care, addressing the state's looming child care crisis, and building an economy that works for everyone. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a permit for the incidental taking of rare snails, which may result from the American Transmission Company Y-40 and Y-161 cross-arm replacement project in Crawford County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. ATC's proposed project is required to resolve and reduce vulnerabilities of aging and damaged crossarms in three structures. These structures are on steep hillsides, underlain primarily by sandy soil over sandstone, and the right-of-way is dominated by native prairie vegetation adjacent to mesic forest. Portions of the native vegetation at these spans are a result of native seeding undertaken by ATC following previous maintenance efforts along the line. ATC will use a bucket truck to access the 14 structure locations, and grading is needed to drive down the right-of-way. The presence of the state-threatened cherry stone drop and winged snaggletooth is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some snails. The DNR concludes that the proposed project is not likely to appreciably reduce the likelihood of the survival or recovery of the species within the state, the whole plant animal community of which they are a part of, or the habitat that is critical to their existence. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on the threatened species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take permit. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the cherry stone drop and winged snaggletooth are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the cherry stone drop and winged snaggletooth by this Sunday, January 26th, to Stacy Rowe, DNR conservation biologist. Little Eagle Roundup in the Weston School District will be held Monday from 8 to 4. Little Eagle Roundup is a chance for Weston School District professionals to meet with and screen students who will be age 3 or 4 by August 31st. Educational professionals will speak with the students to identify the students' preparedness for school and identify possible areas of need. Based on the screening, parents and students will be given suggestions and tips on how to help their student be ready for school. Parents may call Tammy Reese at the high school office to set up an appointment for their child's screening at 608-983-2380, extension 210. A new IRS Direct File program is available to Wisconsin taxpayers. Direct File is a free IRS program that offers a safe and secure way for eligible Wisconsin taxpayers to file federal income tax returns electronically. Direct File integrates seamlessly with WisTax DOR's free online tax preparation software for filing Wisconsin state taxes. Both platforms are fast, secure, easy to use, and mobile friendly. Direct File automatically imports the verified information from your federal return to WisTax, eliminating the need to complete W-2s, 1099s, and additional forms twice. Not only does this save time, it reduces the likelihood of errors, making it among the fastest refund options available. Direct File is available to many taxpayers, but it's important to check your eligibility and register first. Visit the IRS's Direct File page at irs.gov/filing/IRS Direct File for free for detailed information, including eligibility requirements, filing instructions, and helpful resources. Taxpayers can also learn more about WisTax by visiting DOR's website at revenue.wi.gov/pages/WisTax/home.aspx. The individual income tax filing season begins January 27th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting award nominations for the 2024 Wisconsin Ethical Hunter Award. Nominees are selected based on exceptional moral actions and character while out in the field. Established in 1997, the award recognizes a hunter whose action is symbolic of Wisconsin's hunting heritage. This honor represents an outdoor tradition enjoyed responsibly, respectfully, and safely. Examples of award nominations can include helping other hunters find lost game, assisting novice hunters, or protecting natural resources. Any hunter or non-hunter can nominate a licensed Wisconsin hunter for the Wisconsin Ethical Hunter Award for their actions during the 2024 calendar year. Although many nominations result from gun deer season, ethical actions can occur for any hunting season throughout the state. The nomination committee focuses on singular actions or events rather than individuals who have long-term conservation-related programs. Written nominations must contain the name, address, and telephone number of the witness or witnesses, or the person must be aware of the behavior which led to the nomination. The public is encouraged to submit nominations for consideration for the award. Submit nominations via mail or email by January 31st to april.dombrowski@wisconsin.gov. A bird that migrates here every winter has been seen more often than usual. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo tells us more.
Over 80 snowy owls have been observed in Wisconsin this year, which is more than in the past two winters combined. Many of them are immature birds that dispersed from Arctic Canada after hatching last summer. These young owls are less skilled, less wary, and more likely to show up in unexpected places, like residential neighborhoods, urban open spaces, and even busy roadsides. While they're exciting to see, try to help these beautiful birds survive. Never approach them too closely. You're too close if the bird responds to your presence in any way, like frequently looking at you, sitting erect with eyes open in your direction, or flying from its perch. And turn off your car engine. Use a quiet voice and do not play audio. And no picture is worth jeopardizing the well-being of these majestic birds. Let's all do our part to ensure their safe return to the Arctic this spring.
Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is William Butteris. It's 5 below in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Attention farmers, the Bag Center in ET Foods is your go-to destination for all your agricultural needs. Take advantage of the best deals of the year by pre-ordering and prepaying for your ag plastic for 2025 season. Call 585-3171 or stop by for more details. But that's not all. ET Foods is offering unsalted butter for $3.75 a pound, or you can grab 4 pounds for just $13. Don't miss out on this week's specials, including Jimmy Dean pork sausage, Totino's party pizzas, and so much more. Conveniently located on Jaquish South Road, about 2 miles north of Ithaca, off of Highway 58. ET Foods is open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays. Visit today and get some great deals and friendly service.
Offers expire January 31st, 2025.
Well, we're up another degree. It is currently a sunny 4 below in Richland Center on this Tuesday afternoon, the 21st of January. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died last Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. to honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers. The family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. The family also requests memorials be made to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Thede is survived by his wife of 68 years, Millie, six children, Ken Thede Jr., Patty and Dayton Labansky, Jerry and Kiri Thede, Tim Thede, Deb and Chris Pardoon, and Dan Thede, 13 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel, died Sunday. A private memorial service will be held Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Steve Aris is survived by his wife Susan, five children, Teresa and Jamie Brott of Fenimore, Amy and Matt Franklin of Muscadet, Brandy and Vern Dosh of Lone Rock, Jenny and Josh Cast of Richland Center, and Jeff and Tammy Johnson of Wazika. Special grandson Tate Kirschbaum of Boscobel, 12 grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, sister Linda Palmer of Cedar Rapids, special hunting buddy Stephen Syme of Boscobel, and Elaine Ma Bender of Boscobel, along with other relatives and friends. Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97, of Avoca Highland, died Friday at Crest Ridge Assisted Living in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Friday at noon at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church, Highland. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery, Highland, following the Mass. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church or the Highland Fire Department, EMS. The McGuire-Peterson-Hauk Funeral Home is assisting the family. Coletta Munns is survived by five children, Joyce and Lyle Hatch of Middleton, Kathy and Steve Witsit of Verona, James and Lynn of Highland, Ruth and Tom Kalink of Madison, and Bruce and Debbie of Plymouth. 10 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, and sisters-in-law, Mary Helen Mute of Dodgeville, and Florence Munns of Milford, Connecticut. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97, of Avoca, Highland. Mike Maley, 74, of Avoca, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Mike Maley is survived by longtime girlfriend Jane Mellum, daughter Angie and Mark Bremer, two grandchildren, a sister Vicki and John Baumkamp, brother Bob and Cindy Maley, special nephew Brian and Stacy Walsh, special friend Charlie Leffler, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mike Maley, 74, of Avoca. Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died yesterday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock next Tuesday, January 28th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Tuesday, January 28th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert Johnson is survived by his wife, Melanie, daughter, Stephanie Johnson of Richland Center, son, Brandon Post of Muscadet, two grandchildren, five sisters, Connie and Richard Krause of Missouri, Sandy and Craig Walker of Florida, Linda and Mitchell Epstein of Florida, Pam Conley of Illinois, and Jackie of Wisconsin. Sister-in-law, Beverly Olson. Brothers-in-law, James and Tony Olson, John and Karen Olson, Darvin Olson, and Damon and Virginia Olson. also many other relatives, family, and friends. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville. Bruce Tesper, 73, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home following a 6-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th, from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bruce Tesmer is survived by his wife, Mary Lou, 3 children, Chris and Anna Selheim of Hanover, Maryland, Eric and Jessica of Kyle, Texas, and Melanie of Richland Center, a brother, Tom and Rosie of Green Bay, sisters-in-law, Augie and Bill Records of Great Falls, Montana, and Ellen and Steve Lundstrom of Noshwalk, Minnesota, brother-in-law, Larry Olson of Stoughton, other relatives and friends. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Tom and Debbie Kelly. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the bitter cold conditions continue across the region. Temperatures still pretty much below zero all throughout the area. Still around 15 to 18 below, in fact, across much of central and northern Wisconsin where there's a bit of snow on the ground. Otherwise, we do expect a gradual warming trend over the next 24 hours thanks to south winds developing. By the time you get up tomorrow morning, it should be above zero. Might be a few snow showers in the area late tonight and tomorrow as well as a weak weather system comes through, but don't expect more than a good dusting. Otherwise, temperatures over the weekend should be relatively seasonal, a bit warmer for Saturday. We'll see a couple of weak weather systems skirt through the region again, giving us just a chance of sporadic snow showers into early next week, but no major storms in sight. There are signs that temperatures could rise much above normal at times for the end of January into early February. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. A cold weather advisory from noon through midnight in Sauk and Iowa counties. Temperatures topping out at 1 below zero this afternoon with sunny skies. West wind turning southwest 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a 30% chance of light snow showers late, maybe a dusting. Temperatures should rise to the upper single digits above zero, south wind 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, patchy light snow or flurries, just minor amounts. Otherwise, much warmer with a high near 23, wind southwest around 10 miles an hour, turning to the west. As we head into Thursday, partly cloudy and cool, low at 6 degrees, high of 18. Friday, partly cloudy and quiet, low 0, high 21. Saturday, mostly cloudy and warmer, slight chance of light snow showers, low 13 with a high of 31. Sunday, partly sunny, a bit cooler, high 26. A snow shower possible Monday, high 24. You be careful out there. Stay warm now. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 4 below in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 1 above, our low this morning was 19 below. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 4 below. The record high for this date, set in 1967, is 53. The record low, 30 below, was set in 1984. Last year's high was 22 with a low of 12 below. Sunset tonight will be at 4:59 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:27. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 6 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer's at 30.37 and no precipitation to report. Well, we were up a degree. It's now 3 below in Richland Center. However, it still feels like 15 below. We do have some cancellations to pass on. The Grace office is closed today. Those needing to talk to someone can call 608-604-8255. The Muscadet Library is closed. Dance Elite classes in Prairie du Chien and Richland Center are canceled. J&J Recycling is closed. And bingo at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet that was supposed to be held at 5 tonight is canceled.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The battle against opioid abuse in rural America, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Since 2018, the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, or ARCORP, has been whittling away at an opioid abuse problem in rural America. Megan Meacham heads Rural Strategic Initiatives at the Health Resources and Services Administration, which is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She says the opioid program is her department's biggest line item in the budget. But, adds Meacham, it seems to be working the problem.
Through our core over the past 7 years, we've heard so many stories of the individuals who have been able to re-enter society after incarceration, and be connected with services so that they could sustain long-term recovery. We've heard stories of high school-aged children having their lives saved because our ARCOR grantees were able to put naloxone in the schools and respond to an overdose event. We have communities that are building out the wraparound services and supports that didn't exist prior to the ARCOR funding in their communities, and then just establishing new prevention, treatment, and recovery services where none previously existed as well.
Meacham says their work has impacted more than 2 million persons so far. You can learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Tariff date. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. President Trump plans to impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico by the beginning of next month. Speaking to reporters Monday, Trump said he expects to issue 25% tariffs on imports from both countries starting February 1st. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley tells Brownfield he believes in fair trade and supports the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
On the other hand, I think Trump has a new approach to tariffs, to put them on, bring people to the table, get freer trade. I don't know what's going to work.
The Iowa Republican is doubtful efforts in Congress to restrict the president's authority to impose tariffs will be successful, citing a failed attempt when he was chair of the Senate Finance Committee.
I wanted to accomplish two things. I thought there was abuse of the installation of tariffs, and then I wanted to recapture some of the legislative power to govern interstate and foreign commerce.
Grassley says he was not successful then and is pessimistic any attempt will be this time. The director of economics for Clean Fuels Alliance America says the renewable diesel boom is projected to level out this year. Brownfield's Jared White has more from the 2025 Clean Fuels Conference.
Jonathan Martin tells Brownfield production and use of renewable diesel has skyrocketed since 2020. In fact, he says 2024 was a record year for both renewable diesel and biodiesel.
About 5.1 billion gallons consumed in the U.S., much larger than anybody was projecting.
However, he says unless the EPA changes its renewable fuels obligations, the market has reached its peak.
The RVOs basically set the market, so they set the demand for the market. The reason why renewable diesel, have been able to go beyond their current RVO limits is because, unfortunately, ethanol hasn't been able to meet their total number. And so that leaves room for biodiesel.
Currently, 50% of all U.S. soybean oil finds its way into renewable fuels, and Martin says there's plenty of capacity for industry expansion should adjustments of the obligations take place. In San Diego, California, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
A Southeast Iowa pig farmer says economic conditions have gradually improved for pork producers the last few years. Matt Gent has a farrow to finish operation near Wellman in Washington County.
2023 was a very rough year for producers. Inputs were very high. 2024 was better. 2025 is definitely a bright light. We've hopefully changed the needle on demand.
And an ag safety and health professor says farmers should not forget about their health in bitter cold temperatures. Dee Jepson with Ohio State University says there's an increased risk of injury from the cold.
Having a change of clothing, a change of mittens, gloves, and socks is important throughout the day.
Jepson says because farmers spend most of their time outdoors, there's an increased risk of hypothermia and frostbite. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag News from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Burnham Lumber Company of Rui wishes you and your family a happy new year, and they would like to remind you that it's not too late to sign up for your winter project. Burnham's has crews willing to work through the winter and an auger that will dig through the frozen ground. You get the usual high-quality Burnham service and workmanship at a reduced price when you build in the winter. Keep your animals, equipment, and feed protected this winter in a Burnham building. Call today for a free quote. That's Burnham Lumber of Rui, wishing you and your family good health, happiness, and prosperity in 2025.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are firm at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been pretty quiet to start the day. A few asking prices have surfaced at $202 plus live in parts of the South, while the North remains quiet. Bids remain very elusive. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until midweek or later. Boxed beef is mixed at midday and light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down 60 cents at $3.3256. Select was $1.96 higher at $3.2140. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers over 700 pounds were $2 to $4 lower. Steers under 700 pounds were $1 to $4 higher. Feeder heifers were steady to $5 lower. Steer and heifer calves were steady to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was moderate to good. Condition varied and quality ranged from plain to fancy. The variability contributed to the inconsistency in the market. Feeder supply included 58% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer 601 to 627 pounds brought $314 to $327. Feeder steer 702 to 739 pounds brought $270 to $297. Medium and large one feeder heifer 606 to 646 pounds brought $272 to $289. Cash hogs are firm at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Late Monday, President Trump announced he's set to place tariffs on Mexico and Canada with a target date of February 1st. Global demand for U.S. pork has been a bright spot for the industry and has been helping provide price support. Any disruption to business with some of the strongest U.S. trading partners could significantly impact prices. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 25 cents with a base range of $73 to $78 and a weighted average of $77.20. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both had no comparison, but a weighted average of $77.30. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $55, and pork values were lower at midday, down 55 cents at $91.76. Butts, ribs, loins, and hams were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
Soybeans and corn are higher. Cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are higher today. The Trump administration says it is not applying any new tariffs to China yet. There are early harvest delays and reports of lower than expected yields in parts of central Brazil. March beans are up 25 and three quarters at 10.59 and three quarters. May is 25 and a quarter higher at 10.70. March bean meal's up 11.70 at 308.90, and March bean oil's down 12 points at 45.57. Corn's higher. Weekend rainfall totals in South America are mixed and generally light, missed in some of the drier areas. Any new tariffs on Canada and Mexico will reportedly be delayed until February 1st. March is up 4 3/4 for corn at 489. May is 5 3/4 higher at 498 3/4. and wheat's higher with the dollar down sharply, which could help U.S. export demand for U.S. wheat. Bitterly cold conditions in parts of the Midwest and Plains could lead to winter kill. March Chicago's up 20.5 at 559. March Kansas City's 23 higher at 571.5. March Minneapolis is up 18.25 at 601.5. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are lower ahead of the week's direct business. Asking prices are at 202 plus live and box beef's mixed at midday. February live's up 27 at 197.02. April's down 17 at 197.32. March feeders are 35 lower at 267.70. And hogs are mixed on spread trade, the steady to firm cash, and the modestly lower midday move in pork, down about 55 cents. Butcher hog markets are steady. National Direct was 25 cents higher at the open. February lean steady at 81.12, and April's down $1.70 at 86.62. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Building great prices from the ground up, Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Continuing to embrace heritage and ancient grains. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Ancient grains are a group of grains that have been largely unchanged by modern agricultural practices. Lindsay Morgan with Ardent Mills says there are several reasons why those remain popular in today's diets.
Some of them are gluten-free. Some of them have gluten. So some people have gravitated to those spaces because, you know, they're looking for, or they're seeking a gluten-free diet. I think there's two things driving it. I think there's this embracing of, I want a food system that is as natural as possible. So what's the least changed kind of grain is one thing. And then there's also some of these grains are accompanied with some positive nutrients or maybe a little bit more in some cases, a little bit more protein or certain vitamins that might kind of naturally occur within some of these ancient grains. You know, when you think about something like a quinoa, that also, you know, it's known for the protein profile and the amino acids. So there's like that some of the grains can almost cross into a protein option is something that I think many consumers gravitate towards as well.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist